We are back on this special edition of Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us as we examine the 8 years of the Bush presidency. Right now, we're chatting with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney about the way the Bush administration has prosecuted the war on terror ever since the horrific attacks from 9/11. And General, one of the things we're hearing from President Bush himself as he prepares to leave office is that he's quite proud of the fact that America, of course, has not been hit again since 9/11. How much credit does his administration deserve for that fact?
Well, they deserve an awful lot of credit. There have been attempts, and they have thwarted them. But it goes back to our initial premise. We are fighting on their soil. And so they have been devoting a lot of attention because they know if we're successful in the Middle East, in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, that they, the radical Islamists, this ideology will be rejected by moderate Islam. And so that's why they have put most of their effort over there trying to defeat us over there, in which they have been unsuccessful. So the combination of what we've done with Homeland Security and having a forward strategy, attacking the ideology at its roots, has been the strategy, I believe, that has enabled us not to have been hit today.
Another controversy over the past 8 years, of course, General, has been the interrogation tactics that we've been using against some of our terrorist suspects, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the orchestrator of 9/11. A lot of controversy, a lot of debate about waterboarding and whether that is torture. What's your sense about how appropriate the tactics we have used are and how effective they have been?
Well, first of all, I think they've been very effective, and I'm a believer in waterboarding, and I want our listeners to understand that. Anybody that thinks because we treat these people super humanely that they won't torture our American soldiers is very, very naive. And so we've got to protect our troops. And if you know somebody has got some information that could stop a nuclear explosion or something, we should do everything we can to get that information out of them. So I'm on the other side of that coin that says, anything that we can do that will enable our forces, and you don't have to use torture. Waterboarding is not torture, okay? We train our own people by waterboarding them at different survival schools. So I'm not of that opinion, Greg. I think we do anything we can to get the information that will save Americans' lives.
General, as we've pointed out from the start, this has obviously been the dominant issue for the Bush administration, national security, ever since 9/11. What do you expect his legacy to be a generation or two from now on this front?
I think they're going to get very high marks. Number one, because the United States has not been attacked. Number two, because there are now strong pockets of moderate Islam developing in the Middle East, which is the center of gravity of the energy. Number three, I think they're going to recognize that the war on terrorism is really a global war against radical Islam, and the new administration is going to be challenged with this. This threat is not going to go away, and no matter who the president is or if his middle name is Hussein, this is not going to make this threat go away. So I believe that the new administration is going to be hit, and probably hit pretty hard in the first 6 to 9 months of the administration.
Well, that's certainly what happened with the Bush administration. And you've mentioned the incoming Obama administration a couple of times now, General. And you mentioned you believe that the national security team he's put in place will likely make responsible decisions. We see Bob Gates staying at the Pentagon. General Jim Jones will be national security advisor. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. What do you expect from this team?
Well, I must compliment President-elect Obama. His Secretary of State is stronger than the current Secretary of State and stronger than the two previous ones that her husband put in. I believe that Hillary Clinton will be very strong. Bob Gates, I think, shows the continuity and is sending a signal that we're not going to retreat in Iraq, that we're going to have a very orderly withdrawal so we make Iraq a stable area in the region. And we're also going to shift our primary effort towards Afghanistan. So those are very important signals. And Jim Jones, look, Jim Jones is better than the last five or six national security advisors and may turn out to be the best one we've ever had. So he has got a very strong national security team, and I compliment him for it.
General, unfortunately, we'll have to pause there. It's certainly been an eventful 8 years. We want to thank you very much for being with us virtually every step of the way, explaining some of the decisions and developments we've seen in the war on terror. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Greg.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, also a Fox News military analyst. Still ahead in this special edition of Dateline Washington, the impact of President George W. Bush on the American political scene and the U.S. economy. Stay tuned.